Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob. And I'm serious, it really is. It's also April Fool's Day, so be careful about anything you trust what you hear today. But this is April 1st, and it's our 44th episode of our Lenten Daily Devotion. It's the Thursday of Holy Week, typically known as Maundy Thursday, the day Jesus gives his commandments to his disciples, the evening of the Last Supper. And we've got a wonderful reading for you today from the Gospel of John. But before we start, let's make sure we are in the right space, that spiritual space, to be able to hear not just the words on the page, but the meaning of the words in God's mind and what God wants us to hear today in these few moments we have together. So, to be prepared, we've got some nice background music, some Celtic music this morning. Our friend Debbie out there will appreciate this. We've got three sacred instruments playing together, the harp, the flute, and the piano. Amen. So that helps us get ready. We've got this wonderful pearl white cerulean surf and sea candle. It looks like just white granite, really. It's amazing to look at this wax. But anyway, this is an audio recording, so why would I tease you with that visual? And here's the top off of all that preparation. Oh, yes. That is a green chai this morning. Getting a little wild on Maundy Thursday. A green chai tea. All right, let's take a breath. And as we open the Bible today to the Gospel of John, we offer an invitation from ourselves to God, for God to now take over, to be in control of this reading and this session, and to provide us with the wisdom that is contained in today's episode. We're going to be reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 18 through 29. It's the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 18 through 29. And in yesterday's vision article, if you happen to catch that wonderful piece of work, I talk about the amazing lessons that are in these three chapters of John right here. It's just Jesus teaching his disciples one last time about the truth of all of this. And this is a text from that. John 14, 18 through 29. Let's see what Jesus has to say to us as we are on Thursday of our Holy Week. He says this: "No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. In just a little while, the world will not see me again, but you will. For I will live again, and you will too. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who obey my commandments are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them, and I will reveal myself to each one of them." Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the other disciple with that name, said to him, "Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world at large?" Jesus replied, "All those who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we come to them and live with them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not do what I say. And remember, my words are not my own. This message is from the Father who sent me. I am telling you these things now, while I am still with you. But when the Father sends the Counselor as my representative, and by the Counselor, I mean the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I myself have told you. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't like the peace the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I am going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really love me, you will be very happy for me, because now I can go to the Father, who is greater than I am. I have told you these things before they happen, so that you will believe when they do happen. Mary Alice Mulligan expresses these thoughts. She says, each gospel shows differing details of the Last Supper, but each is charged with power and emotion. Jesus always controls the situation. Here in John, he informs the disciples that he will be executed, but they do not need to panic. Their heavenly parent will not leave them as orphaned children. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will come among them and strengthen them in the faith. They will be able to recall Jesus' teachings. They will learn new teachings from the Spirit. And they will be at peace and unafraid. You can almost hear Jesus tell them, "It feels scary, but we've got you." Does it seem strange that Jesus urges them to rejoice that he is returning to the heavenly parent, the one he calls Abba? Isn't it amazing that as Jesus faces torturous death, his major concern is comforting his followers? He understands how terrified they are, that he plans to leave them soon. His death flies in the face of everything they have come to believe about him. Some thoughts for reflection. Mary Alice Mulligan shares these insights. Can you remember a time you felt nervous or afraid of some change that was coming? Did you remember that God promised not to abandon you? Have you ever felt God's arms holding you in a difficult situation? Have you ever asked God to fill you with calm assurance? You might write about that in your journal, or your pad, your computer, or just on your heart. But there's more. Do you know someone who would benefit from your reminding them of God's unfailing presence with them now? Do you know someone who would benefit from your reminding them of God's unfailing presence with them now? How might you approach them? On this 44th day of our Lenten daily devotions, with 2 days left, we turn back to our featured poet, Rumi, for today's poem. And it's called A Dumb Experiment. A Dumb Experiment. I'll read it through twice, by Rumi. Are you ready? A Dumb Experiment by Rumi. Break open your personal self to taste the story of the nut meat soul. These voices come from that rattling against the outer wall. The nut and the oil inside have voices that can only be heard with another kind of listening. If it weren't for the sweetness of the nut, the inner talking, who would ever shake a walnut? We listen to words so we can silently reach into the other. Let the ear and mouth get quiet so this taste can come to the lip. Too long we've been saying poetry, talking discourses, explaining the mystery out loud. Let's try a dumb experiment. A Dumb Experiment by Rumi. Break open your personal self to taste the story of the nut meat soul. These voices come from that rattling against the outer shell. The nut and the oil inside have voices that can only be heard with another kind of listening. If it weren't for the sweetness of the nut, the inner talking, who would ever shake a walnut? We listen to words so we can silently reach into the other. Let the ear and mouth get quiet so this taste can come to the lip. Too long we've been saying poetry, talking discourses, explaining the mystery out loud. Let's try a dumb experiment. You can chew on that nut meat for a little while. Amen. Oh, let us pray. Loving God, you are Creator. You are Christ. And you are Holy Spirit. I offer thanks and praise for your constant presence in my life. Amen. Thanks to all who were on the Zoom call last night. It was quite a spiritual experience, I must say. But blessings to all on your Maundy Thursday today. And keep Jesus in your heart. And keep the truth of this day and what it means and stands for in front of you throughout the day. And keep your hands in Jesus' hands. And don't let go. The end is coming soon. and then we share victory.